Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We can look back up on your text later. We can look back up at your tweet. You don't get to claim you had it if you didn't have it before, Gold. Final record predictions. We know the last couple of years you've been a hater. You've been choosing them to have less wins than I've been choosing them to have.
Yeah, I'm a
so
hater.
A real hater choosing them with 12 wins every
those
year.
12 win seasons and still having them going to the Super Bowl and winning.
Yeah.
Such a hater. So this year, I've told you, I think they're sweeping the West. And so if you think they're sweeping the West like I do, that's 6 wins right there. And that puts you in play to get to 14. I do have them going 14-3 this season. And I ultimately have them, we'll give our Super Bowl picks, but it probably won't surprise you. I have them in the Super Bowl. We'll talk about that in a second. But the Chiefs are going 14-3 this year. I think they get back in that category, which puts them in the number one seed category as well. This schedule, if they get through the first 2 weeks, I'll be feeling really great about the 14-3. This division, they sweep. So then you look at, you know, the 3 losses outside of that. They have some tougher games later in the season. That stretch, remember, that stretch around Christmas. What is it? 3 games in 11 days.
Yeah.
Tricky. You got the Texans mixed in there. There's always one game where they just don't play well. This year, who is that going to be? Is it going to be that Monday night game in Atlanta? Is it going to be a game later on in the season? I think it probably does happen much later. But 14-3, I am going back to the number one seed conversation.
That's a pretty good record you're predicting there. Now, that obviously is based on the fact that you think they're going undefeated in the AFC West.
Right.
And if you think they're doing that, well, they already got 6 on the board. I was tempted to go 14 wins because I think they're going to start 2-0. I think there's a huge advantage in having a huge chunk of your roster healthy and getting time to prepare for 2 of the most difficult things on your schedule across the board. But I got them at 13-4. I have them as the number one seed in the AFC and eventually going on to win the Super Bowl, as you can imagine. I know that's going to come off as a homer, but the truth is, I honestly think this is a better team than last year. Does that mean the better team always wins the Super Bowl? No. Not all the time, Gold. But I think they're a better team than the team who won the Super Bowl last year. I think they might be better than the one who won it 2 years ago. And if I think that, then why wouldn't I assume Patrick Mahomes is going the entire way? At worst, I think they're the 10th best defense in the league. At worst, I think they're probably the 6th or 7th best offense. But I actually think they're better than that. Better than both of those things. So yeah, I think they're going 13-4. I think they might drop one AFC West game. I think they might drop that Niners game. And then some stupid game or 2 stupid games you don't anticipate. They have a difficult schedule. They'll lose to some first place teams. But it's not so difficult that I don't think they'll rack up a ton of wins. So if this team stays primarily healthy, which is how I have to go when I make these predictions, 13-4. That's what I think.
So you're the hater then.
This time.
You're the
Drew's
hater.
Drew's going to have 9 wins and we get to boom.
Yeah. Boom! Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. He's going to have him as a 9 or 10 win team. I can't wait to hear the reasoning behind this.
The first time ever Mahomes goes 9-9-8. No, I've got them going 13-4 as well. I think to Cody's point, there's one game in there that they shouldn't be losing. Maybe they falter there. I think they go 13-4. I think they do sweep the division still.
So you're on board with the divisional sweep.
I'm on board with the divisional sweep. I think they win one less game though, 13-4. I still think I would say they get the one seed as well at 13-4.
I think so too. I think the AFC, the problem is the North's going to beat up on itself a little bit. The mm-hmm. South's going to beat up on itself a little bit because I don't think there's only like one real pushover in that division. And that's Mr. Mayo,
you can say
Will Levis
the
in the Titans. And so, do you see his most recent commercial, by the way?
He's doing the mayo perfume thing.
No, there's a different one. There's a whole new one.
There's another one.
Oh, you got to roll in the audio. We got to play it later. Still about mayo? Yes.
Oh, yes, it is.
Oh, I got to see
this. It's Hellman's mayo. It's still about mayo.
Okay.
He does the splits over top of a Hellman's container.
We'll roll in the audio. Okay. You should hear it.
All right.
It's important that the audience hears it. But there's only one pushover in that division. I think the Chiefs play in the easiest division.
They do.
Strength of schedule based on Vegas win totals puts them middle of the pack schedule wise. Like, that's why I didn't say 12. I was tempted to go 14. I settled in 13 because 13-4 is a hell of a record.
Yeah,
and we'll put you at the top of the AFC.
Someone texted in 913-586-7965 said, hey, are you nervous about saying they're going to sweep the West the last week of the season? They play the Broncos. They may not need it.
Carson Wentz, baby, against Bo Nix. I'll sign up for that. That's a quarterback mismatch. I'm good with that. That's still better.
So, yeah, I mean, I hope that that's the scenario where they don't need a win the final week and they're already got 13 wins or something. And then, yeah, they'd all be sweating the 14th win. That is perfectly fine.
You'd still hit the over by a mile.
Still would. That is for sure. We'll get to some other news here in just a second that just came out. But let's continue our AFC conversation. All right. So how do you have the AFC title game looking then? I told you they're the number one seed. At 14-3, so I have, of course, yet again, the Chiefs hosting, back to hosting, AFC title game against C.J. Stroud and the Houston Texans.
Wow, so you think that they're not a fluke. You think the Texans are coming on and they're coming on strong.
I think they get there. The division, while I'm high on the Colts, I don't think is all that great. It's improved, but I don't think it's all that great, and I do believe C.J. Stroud is the real deal. How can you not? And if he's the real deal and he's one of those really special top five type of quarterbacks, his team's going to be right in there. And we know come January, usually the team flat out with one of the best quarterbacks just finds ways to win. So if they avoid playing the Chiefs in the divisional round or something due to seeding, then I think we'll get the Chiefs-Texans matchup, which means it'll be a rematch from an earlier December meeting.
Earlier, too early for me for the Texans. I think the second best team in the NFL. But at least the AFC, maybe not the NFL, but the AFC, they're playing tonight. I think it's Chiefs-Ravens. I think what you watch tonight is the same. Now, look, those teams will be so different. Think about what the Chiefs were week one last year versus what they were at the end of the AFC title game. I'm not saying these teams will look the same. I just think the Ravens have the best roster. I think the closer I get to the season, the more I really worry about the Bills. I've told you I think the Chargers are too early. I have questions still about the offensive and defensive line again for Cincinnati. I think completion of roster-wise, it's the Ravens. So I think Chiefs-Ravens on the AFC side for me. Chiefs going on to the Super Bowl, as I had previously mentioned.
I wonder where Drew's headed here.
Huh? Take a guess.
If you don't say Chiefs, embarrassing.
We are doing our AFC championship prediction. Mm-hmm.
Yes, right? That's correct.
Mm-hmm. I think it is going to be another matchup of Joe Burrow versus Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, you got Joey okay. B. Okay.
I almost went there.
It's going to be in Arrowhead Stadium once again. And as you can imagine, Baton Rouge, New Orleans, LSU. Joe Burrow is going to get the job done again because he's going to be healthy. And they're going to win in Arrowhead, and they're going to go to New Orleans and be in the Super Bowl.
Okay. I mean, if you say so.
All right.
NFC side, we can go through a little bit faster on this.
Yeah.
I have the Packers and the Lions in the NFC Championship game. NFC North battle. I'm buying into the Packers. I told you I wanted some more time on Jordan Love, but I actually do think their roster is very good. I like the job their head coach has done in the first couple of years. They've gotten them up to speed there pretty quick. I think the Lions still have one more gasp in them. Tons of offensive talent. Jared Goff just finds himself in important games. They should have gone to the Super Bowl last year.
They should have, and that's the dangerous thing. Even Dan Campbell admitted after. He's like, we may not get back to this game. Like, we may not ever get back to this game. He's exactly right. They're not getting back this coming season, by the way. It's going to be the 49ers and Rams, a divisional AFC or an NFC
hard to argue 49ers.
Championship
I didn't put
game.
Him in there, though.
I'm high on the Rams. You know this. I think the Niners won that division. But Rams, Niners, NFC title game.
I'm worried about... You know, we talk about with Jordan Love. Like, can Brock Purdy be the guy who goes the NFC Championship game every year? I mean, I know Kyle Shanahan does, and the 49ers certainly do.
Roster is almost identical.
Is Brock Purdy going to be the... Like, he's just going to the AFC
Everything's
the NFC
good
Championship
with Brandon
game every year?
Trent Williams is taken care of now. If McCaffrey's healthy, I think they're right back there. So I have... Yeah,
so you Chiefs Niners Super Bowl again for the third time?
I haven't given my Super Bowl pick yet.
Okay. Well, the way you were talking about, maybe you are big on the Rams. So did the Rams win it? Oh, wait, let Drew give his champ. Okay, Drew, who's your championship matchup?
I think the Green Bay Packers make it, and I said this right from when they signed Kirk Cousins, I think the Falcons could make the NFC title
Falcons.
Game.
Falcons, I kind of like that
a little
that
spicy.
Pick.
Atlanta Falcons are going to be in the NFC title game.
Okay, so who are your Super Bowl matchup then? After all this, you're going Rams?
No.
49ers again?
Oh, my gosh.
Every year?
People are going to be sick of it. We're getting the third Super Bowl matchup between the Chiefs and Niners over the last couple of years. And I don't think that's that far-fetched. You get them 20-1 to be both number one seeds in their respective conferences heading into the postseason. And as an exact bet, yeah, I think we get Chiefs-Niners. I know it won't excite a lot of people to get that again, but I think these are the two best teams in the respective conferences, and I actually do think that will result in the two best teams this go-around going to the Super Bowl. And yes, I have the Chiefs winning the Super Bowl.
If that happened again, 49ers fans would be down bad. Like the Bills fans. Are you kidding me? It'd be that bad.
I mean, it'd be Bills 90s stuff because they've got plenty of championships. They can still like cry themselves to sleep watching Joe Montana hit Clark in the back of the end zone. Right. But boy, it'd have been a while. I got the Lions winning the game against the Packers and the Lions. Lions in the Super Bowl. Look, if the Chiefs can turn their fate around, so can the Lions every once in a while. No, they don't have their Patrick Mahomes. But they have what I think is a top three offensive roster in the league. They've got running backs. They've got wide receivers. They've got capable tight end play. Jared Goff has proven that if you give him an offensive line, he plays top 5 to 7 quarterback in the NFL.
Ben Johnson does, and they kept their OC. Drew Ben Johnson, they kept their OC. Like, my question for them and my concern is just like sometimes when you're a team like that that doesn't have, like, nobody thinks Jared Goff is a I don't think a top 5 quarterback. I think he's outside the top 5. I think he's like 8th, 9th, if depending on where you guys are at. And those quarterbacks don't just go back every single year. Top 5 guys are capable, and I'm a little concerned that the Lions missed their opportunity last year to get to the Super Bowl. I think they're going to win their division. I think they're going to be one of the top 2-3 seeds, but ultimately, I think the Lions come up short, so I do not have them getting back to an NFC title game. And so, Drew, who do you have winning the Super Bowl, did you say?
I have the Green Bay Packers beating the Falcons to get to the Super Bowl, and then Packers-Bengals...
Oh, boy.
Cincinnati Bengals for the first time in team history.
Again, we told you.
What fairy tale land are you living in?
The day you got hired, Cincinnati wins the Super Bowl, you can take the show off to go to the parade and all that because we knew it was not going to happen. So we're not, fine, go ahead.
It's not as much of a fairy tale as it was when, like 5 years ago, it was a fairy tale.
I would love to say Chiefs-Packers Super Bowl because I feel like everybody's been predicting that for like 7 years. Like, oh, this is the year, Chiefs-Packers. Everybody's been doing that for 7 years, and it just hasn't happened. And I still need to see more for Love. So, okay.
What does it take for the Packers to get to the Super Bowl? Is Jordan Love a top 5 quarterback in that instance? And if they, to, in order to
I don't
make
know if he has to be top 5, but he, to me, definitively top 10, because I still think he's fringe. I think he definitively has to have a top 10 season. And we'll see. There's no more Aaron Jones there. What's that rushing attack look like? Josh Jacobs, can he stay healthy? Does he still have something in the tank? That's where I'm at.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT?
The GOAT!
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.